Those were the days sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jay's Ag and Turf Center, and Jones Chevrolet, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Minden Wealth Advisory Group, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Turbos in Hub City, A&W Boscobel, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Center Cinema Twins, and Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery in Boscobel. Tonight we reminisce a little bit for the first part of the program with some of our favorite chewy bubblegum tunes of all time, as voted on by the readers of Forgotten Hits. We will not be taking a request this week. That segment returns next Saturday night. Right now we're going to turn it over to Bubblegum!
Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart wonder what she's doing. La, 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 la. Monkeys are singing for Mallory. Simon la, says, la, la, take it down la, 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 to the blues. You're gonna feel yummy, yummy, yummy. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Give me more, more, more of that bubblegum music. Makes me feel so good. Oh, I never wanna lose it. Let me dance, dance, dance to that bubblegum music. If you really wanna turn me on, well, the Grateful Dead.
Bubblegum music from the rock and roll Double Bubble Trading Card Company of Philadelphia. Lead vocal by Jerry Goldstein. And here we are, off and running with another great rock and roll show. Those were the days in cahoots with Forgotten Hits. Kent Cotell, his long-running newsletter. And we quote them quite often here in this program. For this countdown, 9,091 votes were cast, according to Kent, and there are several great tunes along the way, taking us back to our younger days. Primarily for me, the bubblegum era is about 1967 through about 72. There are a few before, a few after, but most of them fall into that contingent, including this next one, number 40 on the bubblegum list. It's Sunshine Girl by The Parade.
She touched my soul and I felt the full impact, and the night stood still. Then I kissed her eyes with mine, and she knelt before me, poured the wine, and told me her story. We lit a fire that wants to go higher. Sunshine girl, won't you stay with me? Sunshine girl, won't you stay with me? Sunshine girl, won't door, and the only sound was a crackling fire. Then all at once, the day was melting the nighttime shades of dawn, burst into sunshine. I took her hand and ran through the morning sunshine. Girl, won't you stay with me?
Off and running with the Forgotten Hits Bubblegum Countdown on WRCO Radio. Next up, a group that makes a total of 5 appearances in the Top 40 Countdown. It was the brainchild of Buddha Records producers Jerry Kasanitz and Jeff Katz, the 1910 Fruit Gum Company. Kasanitz and Katz signed up the group, although it wasn't all it appeared to be, according to group member Frank Jekyll.
And unfortunately, before we ever had the chance to get to do our own material, the guys in the group got very, very disillusioned to the point where they started leaving. So by May, 2 of the members had left. In August, the 3rd member left. In September, I left. And the only one left in the band towards the end of the career of the band was Mark, the keyboard player. He was the youngest, and he was willing to buy into the grandeur stories that the producers were telling him about how fabulous he was going to become, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
We'll have more of the 1910 Fruit Gum Company story later on in the big program. Bubblegum music tonight, 39. Special delivery.
What makes me feel so good? I got your loving every day, just like you know you should. You keep it coming, coming my way. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ain't no lie, tell you that I
ain't never felt so fine.
It's for sure, tell you that you're
up on the top, one of a kind. You bring your love to me, special delivery. Special delivery. You give your love to me. Who's got the love I need? Baby, it's you, and I know for sure. You got the cure, let me tell you now. It
ain't no lie, tell you that I
ain't never felt so fine.
It's for sure, tell you that you're
up on the top, one of a kind. You bring your love to me, special delivery. Special delivery, you give your love to me. Special delivery.
Played quite a few times over the years here on this program, the Bay City Rollers, a song that started Roller Mania in its release in 1975, and I saw them sing that or lip sync that on Saturday Night Live with Howard Cosell. It was a show that debuted before the famous Saturday Night Live in that same fall year, and Roller Mania started here in the States. Hey, thanks for taking us along where those were the days, and we've got some great tunes all night long until the midnight hour. And more Chewy Classics coming up.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is a one-stop power sports center with a commitment to quality customer service. It starts when you step in the door, and it never ends as long as you're a customer. From a snowblower to clear a short in-town driveway, to a UTV to enjoy a ride with family and friends, to a new Polaris slingshot, Triumph motorcycle, or hard-working Mahindra tractor, and a whole lot more. Jay's Power Center is a one-stop shop. Visit jayspowercenter.com or stop in today at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg. Sandy Madison from Center Cinema Twins talks about some of the things that you can do with the theaters in Richland Center.
We have gift certificates, and for every $40 that you spend on a gift certificate, you get one free movie pass. Also, there is single and annual yearly passes for a whole year. You can get in free, well, after you pay for it. And then, of course, we offer advertising, too. You can see your business or cause up on the screen. There's some good deals going on about that. You can contact us or go to our website, and it'll show you how to get to us. We have private parties and events.
For what's showing in Richland Center, the Center Cinema Twins or the Starlight 14 Outdoor Theater, check out richlandmovies.com.
Drinking water safety is in the news. Contaminants like lead, arsenic, and nitrates can get into your home's water supply. But those with a Culligan drinking water system don't have to worry. Culligan's reverse osmosis filtration removes up to 99% of harmful contaminants and filters up to 30 gallons per day to handle a family's needs. A pitcher filter can't. Get a Culligan drinking water system installed and get peace of mind for pennies a day. Contaminants may not be in your water. Call Culligan of Southwest Wisconsin for a water test today.
Hey, rock and rollers. Welcome back to the Bubblegum Countdown. This is Magic of Radio, I know, and this is a low-tech problem, but I have this record off of the cereal box, and kids today don't know what this is all about. We used to be able to cut records off the box of cereal, and this one came off, I don't remember if it was Alphabets or Honey Smacks or whatever it was, but anyway, Bobby Sherman is next in our countdown. I'm going to try to play this cardboard record if I can.
And easy go, more than kind. I lost my mind and had to find myself.
Must not have done a very good job with cutting. Hey, does anybody have a nickel? Our buddy Bobby Sherman has been on our program before.
I've heard stories of fans mailing themselves to artists and things like that. Did you ever have anything like that happen?
I had one time. I was doing a concert. I can't remember. It was back east someplace. And a very enterprising little lady had her friends put her. I mean, she got into a box. And I don't know how she contorted herself to get in there, but she did. And put, you know, to Bobby Sherman and stuff like that. And they managed to carry the box up that was outside my room. And when we returned from doing the concert, there's this box sitting there. And, you know, so immediately all I can say is security took over. You know, I mean, it wasn't like I just picked up the box and went in. But, you know, they open it up and there's this little cramped little girl in there. And it was so, I mean, I thought it was endearing. And I had her come in with, you know, with my security and all that, so everything was fine. And I signed some albums and all that for her and all that. So she was. She was excited once she unstiffened herself, so to speak, but it was very creative, there's no doubt.
Yes, it was. You mentioned Easy Come, Easy Go. Was that that was a song you thought was going to be a hit? Do you still love it after all these years?
Oh, absolutely. It went gold, and I was right in my selection as far as saying it was a great tune. And of course, I'll tell you, Phil, you know you've made it in the business when you get into an elevator and Muzak is playing one of your songs. And the one I heard, it was Easy Come, Easy Go. And I thought it sounded familiar, and all of a sudden, hey, wait a minute. So, but I didn't want to overreact because people were in the elevator too. So. But I've had a very blessed life.
I'm taking a shave of the sun, whatever may think that I was number one. I ought to know. Easy come, easy go. I'm sitting it out. Now I'm spinning the dial. Just thinking about the chump I've been. I have to smile. Didn't I know? Easy come. And easy go. She wasn't kind, I wasn't smart. I lost my mind and fell apart. I had to find myself in time. Now I can start all over again. Just hanging around, taking it slow. So happy I found I still can't smile and dig the show. Let me know. Easy come, easy go. Time.
Easy Come, Easy Go, number 37 on the Forgotten Hits. Those were the days. Bubblegum Chewy Countdown. Number 36, we go back to this particular number, March of 1970, it was released. Jimmy Ross was a member of the Jaggers.
We had a couple records out before that. We were on the Gamble label out of Philadelphia in 68, I believe, was the first song. It was called Baby, I Love You. The second single on that Gamble label was Gotta Find My Way Back Home. And then we changed record companies and went to Buddha, Kama Sutra, in 1970 and came out with The Rapper and caught on like wildfire.
The Rapper, I guess, what was the inspiration for that song?
Well, I was kind of watching the guys rapping on the girls in the clubs all the time. You know, at that time we were a big club band around the Pittsburgh area, and just the observation of that type thing.
What do you think put it over the top?
I just think that it was the right record at the right time, you know, with a great hook. Everybody could sing along. I just think the timing's everything in this business, especially when it comes to records, and at that time anyway.
Good guitar in that, too. I think that made a difference, too.
Yeah, thanks.
At the end, I've always been curious, you know, there's always this applause at the end of the thing. Whose idea was to include that, Jimmy?
I think it was mine, believe it or not.
Really?
We were just standing in the studio, and we were just, I think we recorded up there at that time for 2 or 3 weeks doing an album, and I don't know, it was just a spontaneous thing.
At number 36 with The Rapper, a band that also included Donnie Iris, who later went on to have a lot of success. A few of his hits get played here on Those Were the Days on Saturday night. Wow, Bubblegum Countdown continues. We are up to number 35, and there he is again, Bobby Sherman. Oh, there's WRCO newsperson Joanne Krulatz. Hi, Joanne.
Wow, buy 2 bottles of Prel and get a 3rd free and win a date with Bobby Sherman. He's so dreamy.
I think that's an old ad, Joanne. I'm sorry.
me. I feel sunshine even when I'm standing in the rain. Something happens that I can't explain when I hear your name. But you can't help it that you're always chasing rainbows in your mind. There's so much I want to say to you, and there's so little time. Hey, little woman, please make up your mind. You've got to come into my world and leave your world behind. See, when you're walking down a busy street and I'm not there, is my picture hanging in your mind, walking with you there? That's how it is in my world, girl, you're with me all the time. Why don't you come into my world and leave your world behind? Hey, little woman, please make up your mind. You've got to come into my world.
When that hit in 1969, a big record for you. But before that, I mean, you'd had other chances to release songs. Were you thinking that, you know, maybe this one's going to be another one that just nobody ever hears from?
Yeah, you know, I'll be honest with you, Phil. I did Shindig for 2.5 years. We had a couple of songs that I put out. One was called It Hurts Me that that we did, I think, two times on Shindig, and nothing happened. And I just said, well, I guess I'm just not a record artist. So I didn't think much about it. Then I started doing a show called Here Come the Brides. And Lynn Levy would, at that point, Metro Media Records had come to me and said, we'd like to put out some records. I said, you know, don't waste your time. I've tried it. It doesn't work. I said, well, you know, let us be the judge of it, so to speak. I said, okay, fine. So I went in and did a session that included Little Woman, La La La, and Easy Come, Easy Go. I loved Easy Come, Easy Go. I said, well, put that one out. And, you know, so obviously they didn't listen to me because they put out Little Woman first. And I just didn't think anything was going to happen, but I was back in New York, and I got a phone call saying the little woman is snowballing, and I had no idea what that meant. I said, what had happened is that it started catching on, and it literally sold a million, you know, I think in a week, and no one was more surprised pleasantly than myself, but that seemed to be the start of it. And it's funny because I sang all the time on Shindig, but on Here Come the Brides, I think I really didn't sing at all, and I was really surprised that the singing career took off.
You hear the music you want to hear on WRCO Richland Center.
When all is said and done, radio's number one.
We thank you.
Number 34 in the countdown, a one-hit wonder. In fact, one of the original cast members of Hair, who had a top 15 hit in the summer of 1970. Robin McNamara with Lay a Little Lovin' on Me.
Lay a little lovin' on me.
Lay a little lovin' on me.
I honey, doggone it, I depend upon it. So lay a little lovin' on me. Let me hear now.
Lay a little lovin' on me.
You gotta get it, baby.
Lay a little lovin' on me.
I honey, doggone it.
a pretty child. You're about to drive me wild. Come on, babe, now what you say?
Number 33, here it is, Bobby Sherman dominating the early going of the Forgotten Hits Bubblegum Countdown. We first saw him on Shindig years ago.
It was a tremendous baptism for me because that was my first kind of like television debut national and all that. Here I am, you know, rubbing elbows with the rock stars and you know, people in the music business that I absolutely idolized. And, you know, all of a sudden here I am, kid off the block kind of thing, and I'm doing it. And it was like, wow, this is too good, you know, so... I it was the best 2.5 years of my life, as far as I was concerned, in respects to learning, you know, the trade as far as television and music is concerned.
Number 33, Julie, Julie, do you love me?
Being alone at night makes me sad, girl. Yet brings me down. Tossing and turning and freezing and burning and crying all through the night. Wow, Julie, 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 do you love me? Julie, 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 do you care? Julie, Julie, are you thinking of me?
Had so much fun together. I was sure that you were mine. But leaving you, baby, is driving me crazy. It's got me wondering all the time.
Listening to the Forgotten Hits Bubblegum Top 40 right here on WRCO Richland Center. Those were the days exclusive. Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Mindum of Mindum Wealth Advisory. If your retirement is approaching, you probably have a large number of difficult decisions to make between planning for Social Security, how much you can safely withdraw from your retirement accounts, or even your estate plan. My goal is to give you the information you need to feel confident in your decisions. Learn more about how we can help you plan for your retirement by visiting us online at MindumWealthAdvisory.com or stop by our office located inside the Richland County Bank.
Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial. LPL, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is so much more than power sports. Jay's has Triton trailers, Intense Electric Assist mountain bikes, Mahindra tractors, Triumph motorcycles, Bad Boy lawnmowers, and Cub Cadet mowers. Jay's Power Center services what it sells and everything else. Jay's Power Center has a huge inventory of new and used equipment on hand. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg is ready to help you get you and your family outside and ready to enjoy.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster has been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
Wouldn't you really rather have a GMC? Sleepy Hollow is your GMC dealer. GMC Sierra, GMC Acadia, GMC Terrain, GMC Yukon. It only costs a little more to drive the best. Drive the best, drive Denali. GMC Denali, with luxury styling and innovation. Sleepy Hollow carries a full line of professional-grade GMC trucks, and we've got them in stock. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevrolet Buick GMC, your local Buick and GMC dealer. On Viroqua's north side.
Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant in Boscobel present a sweet turntable treat.
WRCO,
where you always dial a winner.
All right, those were the days. Forgotten Hits Countdown continues. The best of bubblegum tonight on Those Were the Days. And we're up to number 32. A song that belongs to Tommy James.
Any idea what you'd be doing if Hanky Panky wouldn't have hit?
Well, you know, I can't believe we're still playing Hanky Panky. I mean, this is a record I made when I was 16 years old. And I made it when I was in high school. And I can't believe we're still playing this song and still gets that kind of reaction, amazing reaction from the crowd. So, you know, that's the record that started it all for us.
My baby does the Hanky Panky. My baby does the hanky panky.
My baby does the hanky panky.
Hey, my baby does the hanky panky.
My baby does the hanky panky.
Hey, my baby does the hanky panky.
I saw her walking on down the line.
Yeah,
you know I saw her. My baby does a hanky panky.
Yeah, my baby does a hanky panky.
My baby.
Number 31 of the Bubblegum Countdown, I'm a Believer, The Monkees, a song penned by Neil Diamond, and a big hit to really kick off their show in the fall of 1966. We head to the city of Chicago for our next song in the countdown. Number 30 belongs to a group called The Shadows of Night, and their lead singer, Jimmy Sons, was a friend of Those Were the Days through the years.
Remember playing in Wisconsin very many gigs over the years?
Oh yeah, lots of them. You know where Monroe is, huh?
Yes, I do.
It used to be J.D.'s White Elephant there.
Okay.
And it was like a five-night bar thing while we were playing steady bar things. But we used to, like, pull into town and break our own attendance record about every 8 weeks. And
You were, of course, drawing from northern Illinois and southern Wisconsin.
Yeah, and we played Madison quite a bit, and yeah. We used to play Milwaukee a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then we used to play all the little towns up in through the whole Midwest, through Iowa, Nebraska. It was so weird to have a contract for $5,000 and pull into a town, like Lake Okoboji, Iowa. Population 750, and you think, what the hell is going on here? But they'd come, they'd come from all those towns like that for almost 100-mile radius.
Yeah.
And you'd fill those old ballroom circuits. You'd have all the posters up of Count Basie and Harry James and everything. You'd wonder what you were doing there, but boy, they'd jerk them in.
Of night. They were picked up by K&K Productions, Cassinets and Cats, and they produced that one, which became a hit in the year of 1968.
WRCO.
Oh, we're rushing through the countdown here. The Forgotten Hits, those were the days. Bubblegum Survey. We're up to number 29, as voted on by the readers of Forgotten Hits. Susan Cowsill and the Cowsills are represented. Susan represented on our program a couple of years ago.
A lot of the videos from your past are on YouTube or whatever. When you see those, do you remember those, or does it seem like another person?
No, I remember. I have this uncanny memory, which probably has a lot to do with the documentation of my life as I went. But I can tell you, I honestly remember all of it very vividly, from Ed Sullivan's to, you name it, Johnny Cash. And when I said Dean Martin, come on. I mean, he was one of the nicest men I'd ever met, and I'll always remember that. And then I have the really cool videos and stuff to relive. It's pretty great.
So many of us don't get that from our childhood. You know, we've got these memories, but you don't see the video of it.
Right. And then you got the, embarrassing bearskin rug moment, and then you move along, back in the day, little babies in diapers and, with ice cream all over their faces.
Right.
We have some of those, too.
And waltzing with Buddy Ebsen, too, right?
Waltzing. Excuse me. I used to watch all the Shirley Temple movies. I remember, and I was like, are you kidding? And because, I actually knew Jed Clampett was a dancer before many, because I did watch those Shirley Temple movies.
Sure.
So can you imagine? What kind of life has this been? But amazing.
Unreal.
Yeah. Unreal for sure. But there is footage, so I know it happened.
You know what happened, yeah.
Susan Cowsill and the Cowsills, number 29, Indian Lake.
Borrow and steal, then go back to you.
The number 28 record in the countdown, the Ohio Express on the Cameo Parkway label, and their first breakthrough, also a Super K production. That's number 28, as I mentioned, in the Forgotten Hits Bubblegum Countdown. We have lots more to go. Another appearance from Susan Cowsill coming up here as well on our Those Were the Days Forgotten Hits Countdown.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Inspired Innovations is much more than a salon. You'll find items from local vendors including A&B Boutique Clothing, The Gift Corner from Robin's Nest, Paparazzi Jewelry, Signs by Inspired Creations, and unique offerings from local crafters. Plus, you can browse from Inspired Innovations salon quality hair care and styling products from brands they trust. Stop in soon at Inspired Innovations, the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Goltham in the Log Building.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.